Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. COVID-19 and a preacher's love letters, word of hope during the pandemic, by Reverend Dr. Serenus T. Churn Sr., is a collection of letters made into a book that sends a message of entitlement, enlightenment, hope, positivity, comfort during the global COVID-19 pandemic. It has further provided Bible memory verses referencing each letter it conveys. Dr. Churn Sr. was born in Camden, New Jersey, licensed to preach at age 15. His formal education preparations include a Bachelor of Arts, Master of Divinity degree, Pastoral Certificate, and Doctor of Ministry degree. His academic preparation, coupled with anointing, has offered him the opportunity to preach the Word of God across the United States, Great Britain, India, Guyana, Kenya, Jamaica, and South Africa. He's led and continues to lead the Mount Zion Baptist Church congregation for 36 years. And Reverend Dr. Serenus T. Churn Sr., author of COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Churn, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a joy to be here, Rick.
I'm really looking forward to this conversation. The book COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters, very well received not only by the congregation, the recipients of your letters every week, but by the general public, learning and being motivated by your book. The pandemic has truly changed lives for all of us, some for the better, others for the worse. Can you share with us the way it changed you? What prompted you to write this book, COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters? How did you change, and how did you come up with this idea? Because basically, your church was shut down for a period of time.
Well, I'll tell you, that's really the whole story of the book. We were told on Friday in March that we would not be able to have services on that Sunday by our governor. The congregation, the worship was shut down. And I felt so frustrated because I really had no idea that it would come to that. And I had done nothing to prepare my congregation for an indefinite absence from worship. And so I really worried, and it came to me, what you can do is to write a letter to the congregation. Actually, the intention was to write a letter to the congregation to sort of reassure them and comfort them and remind them of the promises of God, especially in times of crisis. Well, we wrote that letter, and the next week, we wrote another letter, and we were able to come back with eight persons. We actually counted eight. My wife played for us. We actually counted eight, and we had a service. And the phone calls started coming in the office, tell the pastor, please don't stop writing. And so we wrote another letter, and then another letter, and then finally someone said to me, you know, you ought to put a cover on those letters because that's really a book. And my members had been saying that they were collecting them. They were making their own scrapbooks of them. They were forwarding them to other family members and friends as a way of encouraging them. So when people ask me how the book came into being, it is really not done in a conscious, deliberate way, but it's really in response to a crisis that, we had known as a country for 100 years. I don't know how they made out, but I knew we had to do something to be able to speak to people and to remind them that our faith is not a sunshine faith. It is a stormy weather faith as well. And it's the kind of faith that will sustain you in the midst of crises.
This was really an innovative idea. Talk about the most difficult part, the challenging parts, when the physical gatherings were prohibited And then finding the strength to write above that. For so many people, it was, wow, I don't know what to do. They're sort of paralyzed by the fear of the unknown, and they lack direction as to where to go. Talk about the challenges when physically you couldn't have these people together, and then you had to come up with something to give the congregation encouragement. What was that period of like for you during that time?
You know, it's the only way you can really explain it. It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We sometimes think of the Holy Spirit as something weird and whatnot, but it is God's presence in our midst, ministering to us all of the time, and especially in times of crisis, he's there. So to be honest with you, it kind of flowed out of that experience, and the contents of the book reflect what was happening week to week. And it's very interesting because some weeks we were having civil unrest and that would find its way. Some weeks there was emphasis on what was shut down and that would find its way. Some weeks there was a time of extreme loneliness and desperation that would find its way. Some weeks we were talking in terms of hope for of some kind of medication or inoculation that would solve this problem, that would find its way. So that what was happening currently, and that's why this book is a little differently, because it really reflects a moment in time. It is actually the intersection between the current events and how the Word of God speaks to and addresses those events. The theologians like to talk about the Sitz und Leben, the life situation. The life situation altered the book itself. And you will find a special reflection on, for example, Juneteenth and how that is reflected on, for example, the marches, even the Black Lives Matter marches. The civil unrest at the insurrection, really, at the capital of the United States. Those are kinds of things happen. And is there a word from the Lord? Is there a response to this kind of crisis? I believe there is. And so in reading the scriptures, just as I would normally do, actually, there would be a passage that reminded me that this addresses that situation. And out of that concern, I would share it with the congregation. And that's really how it came into being. That's exactly how it came to being. Did I sit down and outline, now this week I'm going to have chapter on this? No. Life outlined it. The Sitz und Leben, the life situation, outlined it. Faith outlined it. The Spirit outlined it. So it's a different kind of work. It's really an entirely different work. Amazon gave it 5 stars. So it's a little different work.
Well, it is, and it touched so many people and continues to touch people. The book is COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic by Reverend Dr. Serenus T. Churn, Sr. Book available Amazon, of course. He mentioned the 5-star reviews. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you that as we go through the program. We have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we'll talk about that before it's over, where you can get a copy of the book. I was going to ask if it might have been difficult week to week to find a topic to talk about. It almost sounds like it was difficult maybe just to get it down to one topic a week. There really was a lot going on.
There you have it. That was the difficulty, to decide what shall we address this week.
Yes.
And do it in a timely fashion. And to do it with enough brevity so that people could read it and be inspired by it. Sometimes answers can be so long, so complex, so involved that you don't really get the message. So we were trying to limit the scope of the responses and to that situation.
And you do that. It's very succinct, the messages, and you're right. Sometimes the answer is so long, you forget what the question is because it goes on. And it's like, I don't even remember what started this conversation. You do a nice job of just zeroing in on something that was a major part of our life. It's almost like going back a couple of years and reading this and remembering what we went through and what it took for all of us to get through that period. I'd like, if you don't mind, maybe giving us a few lines from some of the different chapters in the book, and also talk about reviews, because not only in Amazon, but other professional reviewers are raving about the job you did with this book and the importance it played not only then, but now in our lives.
Well, in the Pacific Book Review, we had a Susan Gattis who reviewed the book. And she said, each love letter that Reverend Dr. Serena C. Turn Sr. writes to his congregation is a letter of faith and companionship. While we may not be able to gather together as we once did, the fellowship is still there with others who love us and feel our pain. The church, after all, does not require a building. It reminds us that we can still be a community, though at a distance. And I thought that was
very well said.
And then we had another review from the U.S. Review of Books, and this was by Barbara Bamberger Scott. And she indicated that he notes the new vaccine announced in November 2020, giving church members reason to celebrate Thanksgiving more joyfully. During Black History Month, he commends the advice of Reverend Jesse Jackson, Keep Hope Alive. The book concludes with Easter missives honoring the resurrection and the eternal guidance of Christ. And so, to be honest with you, when I was putting the letters together, I took an Easter letter out of context, out of chronology.
Yes.
And used this particular verse of scripture and this particular passage. And I found I just had to do it because it really spoke to our current reality. And it is from that April 16, 2021. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." It deals with that past resurrection event when the disciples are on the ship and they haven't caught anything and they see a stranger on land and he says to them, "Have you caught anything?" He said, "No." He said, you're fishing on the wrong side. Let down your net." They do so, and they have more fish than they can capture. John says to Peter, "You know who that is. That's Jesus." And Peter, you know, as impetuous as he was, jumps in the water, swims to the shore. And when he gets there, here's the amazing part. Jesus already has fish on the fire and bread. He says, "Oh, come on. You bring what you caught." And I conclude by saying that you can have breakfast with Jesus. And that is that the essence of that letter, that you can have that communion and fellowship,
yes,
with Jesus during pandemic, yes, crisis, yes, but that intimacy is still available. You know, he has it on the fire, but he lets you bring what you bring to it.
So well done, and a message that we all needed to hear. And as I'm reading these, I'm thinking, these words, these letters inspired so many people. What did they do for you as you were researching and thinking and writing? Did this help you through this period yourself? Because you've got your responsibility, the responsibility of your family, and the congregation that's looking to you for answers. Did you find that you were getting answers in doing these letters?
Well, I'm the first one who was blessed. I'm the first one who was blessed. And when you read the scriptures, and actually any pastor will tell you, when he or she is researching scriptures, they're the first ones who get blessed. because they're the first ones to receive that special anointing, and the scriptures open to you, and you see their daily relevance. You know, this is not an academic exercise. It's an existential exercise. It's an exercise of how do I make it through the night?
Yes.
How do I make it through the night? I'm lonely. What do I do with that? I feel isolated. How do I feel threatened. I can't do anything about my age. They say a certain age, I'm more prone to die from it. How do I do it? Oh, they don't know whether it's something that you catch by touching or whether it's spread through the air. How do I make it anyhow? The jobs are threatened. How do I survive? Income is threatened. How am I going to make it? So those kinds of things, just they flow naturally out of the life situation as it intersects with the Word of God, because God has a word for every situation.
COVID-19 and a preacher's love letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic, the book we're discussing with the author, Reverend Dr. Serenus T. Churn Sr. We'll give you information on where the book's available, but Amazon, of course, all the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the most important lesson that this book taught you? And I say that, I'm sure in school, in your educational process, there wasn't a chapter in a book called An Event of a Pandemic, Write Letters. This is something you needed to be quick on your feet. You needed to be innovative. And it was in such a way that it inspired so many people. What has this taught you, this whole experience you've been through?
What it has taught me is that the Word of God is alive. It is not just some words recorded on some ancient parchments in Greek and Hebrew and Latin.
Oh,
no,
yes.
No. The Word of God is alive, and it is able to address our current situation. Because, to be honest with you, when this struck us, I was as devastated as anybody else. I was as worried as anybody else as to how the congregation would survive. Interestingly enough, when this struck, our congregation had a mortgage. Would you believe during the pandemic, we paid off the mortgage?
Just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I was concerned.
Well,
you know,
yes.
I've been now 38 years. And I was concerned, you know, what we were going to have to cut. The Lord was more generous than I had imagined, you know. And I believed in God all my life. The Lord did more than I had thought, than I had dreamed. And so I understand that the Word says His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's what I discovered. I'm a verbal person. You know, I like to preach. I didn't see myself as doing what I'm now doing in the late hours of the night, sitting down and letting the Lord speak, and I respond with the keyboard. I mean, you know. So it taught me that in this pilgrimage with God, there are new vistas of opportunity that He's opening for us day by day. And this pandemic is a new opportunity for someone. I don't know how it's going to manifest itself in your life, but it's a new opportunity. I can guess. I can tell you one way it will. If you permit it, it will help you to have a closer, more intimate a relationship with God. It will take you from the academic to the experiential, so that you know that you know that you know the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. and that kind of thing, you know, it's more than a Sunday school lesson. It's a lived
Yes.
lesson.
Well,
And this pandemic is giving us the opportunity to live it. Even this terrible situation with Ukraine is giving us an opportunity to live it, to walk by faith and not by sight.
a couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about current situations. People going, yeah, but there are different variants coming back. I'm in that age group. I need to watch. Should I be vaccinated? Should I not? Everybody going through that. And all the problems. You mentioned Ukraine, all the problems in the world. Is this, what message do you have for people that now are going through, again, a rough time? You talked us through the last one. For some people, that never really ended. What word do you have for people going through difficult times right now?
Well, let's talk about the pandemic and the vaccinations. In the book and in person with the congregation that gathers, and we don't have the congregation gathering that used to gather. We were depending on stream, and we you know we're happy when we have 150. And that was not our normal.
Oh,
We were doing
yes,
better than
yes.
that. So, but we said to the congregation in person and on and through this book that Shirley and I were getting the vaccination. And to be honest with you, every vaccination that they've come out with, I have had. My
Yes.
wife has had. It seems to me, and this is what we said in the book, that it's not God or science. God uses science. Everything is a handmade to God. Science is a handmade to God. It's not an opposition to faith. It is using your faith to believe that God is so benevolent, so gracious, so kind that he provides a way of escape. And I think it's foolish when we don't use what God has provided. And so that's the first thing. When it comes to Ukraine and Mr. Putin, I think history will teach us that if a dictator, if he's not stymied, he will continue his onward march of conquest. And though none of us like this whole idea, this is awful what's happening. But if we can stymie it over there, then perhaps we don't have to worry about it here.
Yes.
And the third thing that I saw is that the racial unrest and some of these acts of violence, horrendous acts of violence that took place, racial violence that took place during this pandemic, even now. As our Asian brothers and sisters are experiencing what African American brothers and sisters have experienced during, well, since 1620, when we got here,
Exactly.
16, you know, so 1619. So when we got here, so I've this feeling of alienation and of fear and of anxiety has spilled over into acts of tragic violence. And people, and this whole sense of loneliness, estrangement, children not being able to go to school to be normally socialized. I mean, how do you explain what's happening? How do you explain the little 6-year-old who takes a gun and points it at his teacher and fires?
Yes.
You know, parents and children have been so isolated that they have lost the sense of empathy for each other. They don't feel how other people feel. And so there's this need to gather. And if the book does anything, it reminds us that we can gather through
Well,
faith.
it does. This book was so important and is now so important. The book is COVID-19 and a Preacher's Love Letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. Such a marvelous job with this book. Are you working on another book?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. No firm commitment, just possibly.
just possibly. I'm doing some things that may become a book.
Well, if you do, I hope we have a chance to talk about this again. It's been such a pleasure having you on the program. The book gives you hope, positivity, comfort during the pandemic, after the pandemic, a continuation of the pandemic, however you look at it now. COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic by Reverend Dr. Serenus T. Chern Sr., Serenus, S-E-R-E-N-U-S, if you're Googling, and Churn, C-H-U-R-N. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I thank King Pages Press for arranging our conversation today with Dr. Churn, doing the marketing on the book. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us on This Week in America.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It has been a pleasure, and again, and God bless you, sir. COVID-19 and A Preacher's Love Letters, Word of Hope During the Pandemic. Information on the book available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.